Channel 2 Right and a continuation of the visit from Ms. Chitty this Friday at supper, the 3rd of September, 1971. Channel 2 Right, beginning of Channel 2 Right and a continuation of the visit from Ms. Chitty this Friday at supper, the 3rd of September, 1971. Channel 2 Right and a continuation of the visit from Ms. Chitty this Friday at supper, the 3rd of September, 1971. Channel 2 Right and for continuation of the visit with Ms. Chitty this Friday at supper, the 3rd of September, 1971.
I just didn't know. I put it all in it. Poor Kathy. I don't see how she can stand it. She's out there lying down.
Well, is she lying down and hollering
right at the gate? We took her calf away from her and she's unhappy.
Yes, she bawled all last night, and she bawls off and on today. I thought she'd just about through, but she still seems to be bawling a little bit. I find it doesn't take the cows long to settle down, as long as they can't see the calves, Miss Chitty.
But calves don't push.
No, they're the worst.
We got them all the way around the house. I have to take the calf out of this for you here. Move it over here.
Yeah.
It'll bang. Take them, put them over here where she sees that. Bang. Find the thing, put them up here and see you. Or maybe catch up or drove up there and see them, bring them down from the house. Get them away from there. There's different bats. Some of them like little tiny cave.
Well, as long as they do that, the mamas are going to bawl too, aren't they?
Yes, sir. And when you take one away from them and send it off to market, you go around. I tell if I have my good life.
Well, she's still going. I think she's been worse today as well last night.
No.
She's in. I guess I'm just hurt.
I ain't so.
And I didn't hear last night, though.
She was a little farther off, too, last night.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't bothered with her today. Just let her. I'll take her down the field again tonight. I don't believe she'll ball tonight, somehow or other.
Maybe they'd be so tired.
They seem to have no feelings.
Mm.
They just ball indefinitely.
Well, today I could tell she'd move around and then she'd blow in different ways.
Pick it up with your fingers.
Did somebody hit the hall?
No.
We get airplanes. That's where the. I used to think I could tell somebody driving up the lane, but I can't anymore. We get more airplanes than anything else. They fly
well,
right
one over. Went over the house today, and I say I just scrooched down till I couldn't scrooch no more. I thought he was gonna knock the chimney off.
I think it went.
No,
I think that's it. Got it came over here too.
He gone first. I said, "Darn you!" You know when that used to be way up. And I come down with a, what do they call it, combustion or something.
Yeah.
And she might ride over the house. I said, "Darn you." Every time I go over and make that big blowing like that, "Darn you."
When you all were having the sort of planning on that peanut boil on that party, and you were having the meeting, Now, you never did have it on Saturday night.
No, should be. About the middle of the week, I imagine, whenever we'd happen. Because I couldn't have it on Saturday night. That would interfere with the nigger bath, you know.
Oh, everybody would have to take a bath.
But you said niggers always... Niggers bathed on Saturday night, so just for that. That's sure I'll bathe on Saturday night, too.
Oh, that's what the preacher said.
He says, well, you know, that's always Saturday night's bath night, you know, and neighbor of ours, he spoke up and says, well, that's when the niggers bathe, brother, so and so. He's all right. Young like the nigger.
So y'all are, yes, that's right.
Because it couldn't have been born on Saturday night.
Yeah.
All that mess around in my yard on Sunday. No, sir.
Oh, that's right. That's right. You'd just have all that mess on Sunday morning, wouldn't you?
I'm tell you, they don't care. You can set buckets, pans, pots, tubs. All right, now y'all please get close enough to these vessels here to throw your peanut holes in there. Because you don't have to clean them up in the morning. That is many to clean up next morning, it's worse than the tubs.
You just couldn't hit those tubs.
When do you. You have to shell them and then put them in the boil that way?
No, pick them off of the vine, wash them good, put them in the wash pot.
And boil them with the hose on them?
Yes.
Oh, you do.
And put salt in while they're boiling.
Put salt while they're boiling with the hose on?
Yes.
And like you used to have taffy pulls, they have peanut boiling, Mother.
Mm-hmm.
Parties.
But now,
keep it down there.
I guess that must be your stool that's making that noise.
It's me, yeah.
Yes, on her stool.
Sounds it.
Could be me. Mine makes a noise too.
I seem to be hearing it on this ear.
Uh-huh. That's
it. Could be that refrigerator in there roaring. Does yours roar like that?
Sometimes it does. I got me a new one now.
What do you eat with that bar of peanuts? Just plain, just peanuts?
Yes, that's all.
Just sit and eat peanuts. Mm.
Drink water.
Drink water.
Those little lard trays?
Yes, I give all up. I give them. Dear Frankie. Money is Sunday to buy them all some parched peanuts. I said, all right. I'm feeding y'all the peanut, bar of peanuts, and I don't get none. Because they're salty and I said, I'll buy peanuts for you. I know what y'all want to buy for me.
Not much they could buy for you unless with a
ice cream or something.
You can eat ice cream.
Yes.
Are you an ice cream eater?
I like it pretty good.
Did y'all used to make it?
Yes. This neighbor of ours, Mr. Ben Mixon, his family come down there with a 6-quart churn. And we had a 3-quart churn. And boy, we'd make 2 churns of cream. And his bunch of young'uns and my bunch of young'uns, there wasn't much left.
Well, I might have left.
Did you? You'd make it and then you'd pack it for a little while.
Maybe stand up. Clean.
You have the old freezer that turns around?
Yes.
That
old hand crank.
Mm-hmm.
Couldn't get one to come sit on the churn while you hold it down.
That's right. I have to have somebody sometimes do that. Oh, no. I remember that.
Well, it didn't take it long.
We actually would have ice cream in October, November. So cold. Get about free. Get a bowl of cream and either to the kitchen fireplace or the dining room fireplace. Miss Mixon, she'd run, hey, don't go in there, don't go in there. Come on back in the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, mommy, it's cold. Can't help it. Come in the kitchen. You go in Miss Jesus. Bedroom there. Or sitting room man eat cream that thing. You ain't got no fat. You ain't got no fire. There's a fire in there, but don't you keep going in there sloshing around with your cream.
Oh, they're bound to spill it.
I'm going to try and eat out of the other one's dish.
Sure.
Her kids, their kids, and my kids all grew up pretty well when they were small, pretty good together. But I got up big enough to kind of notice the girls and the boys. Well, I didn't have but one girl at that time. And I got up where it kind of goes sparking, you know. All goes to rust and to find a gal to go with.
Oh, yeah. They had to leave the neighborhood.
Go sparking. Well, now, Willie married Sybil, wasn't she a Mixon?
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. He didn't have to go off that far. He said, yeah, fell on the TV, what's his name? He said, you know, when I used to go courting, I didn't have to do so-and-so and so-and-so. So they went to Sunday school together, they went to church together, they went to prayer meeting together, and all together and talking. And both Margaret said, and growing up and all like that, was more like brothers and sisters.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Miss Mixon had more girls than I did. And I had more boys than she did.
Uh-huh.
Oh, that's right. Sybil's got all kinds of sisters, hasn't she?
Yes, sir.
And then they visit.
Not too much.
Don't they?
No, sir. I don't think they visit too much.
I thought they were visiting each other all the time.
Yeah, she's in North Carolina, I think. She's the oldest. Lola lives at Irving, what time she ain't up at her daughter, Irene's up at close to Willis. And Leon and Sarah, I don't know, was
Irene.
Irene Yons.
Is that her sister?
It's her niece.
Oh. Oh, that's her niece.
Yeah, I'm Soldier Jones's wife. Barbara's wife.
Well, you have to tell me several times to have all these things that it don't sink in. You know, I haven't seen any of these people you talk about. Except Kelly Pardee. We'll light in on him sometime. He's one of my old buddies. He raised watermelons back here in Mississippi City. And I'm telling you, he had that old tractor. And he got as much work out of a piece of machinery as anybody I ever saw. He pulled things. Why, if I pulled something with my old tractor like that, it would break down. I wouldn't eat.
You never put watermelons in the back pasture, don't you, Mother?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, that was Cecil.
It was
one.
I thought it was Mr. Rod. Well,
Cecil did the work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But he worked with Mr. Robbs. Mm-hmm. See this? No salt.
I didn't pick it up.
I can't see without my specs, Mrs. City. I don't know what you're talking about.
Lettuce sits around on the plate.
Oh, yeah. You have to hold it down.
And get up and sit down on it, too.
I'm going to make a little coffee, if you don't mind.
Yeah. I got a beautiful pancake that a friend made me, and you can't have a bite of it.
She gave it to us and made it the day for.
Mm-hmm.
This is her birthday.
Oh, bother about that.
Her birthday?
No, I had my birthday the other day.
I remember Mr. Ben coming down and them boys sitting on the porch and leaning against the wall, and they was afraid to nod. They were afraid somebody would trick them. Isn't that right?
I don't know.
They were sleepy.
I don't know who you're talking about.
Mr. Ben Mixon. They'd come down after supper or sometimes for supper.
Yeah, if they were there at night, you better say for supper.
Yes.
For supper.
And then the boys, they'd sit down on the porch and they would get sleepy, and they were afraid to go to sleep.
I was afraid Jim was scaring or something.
Yes. Yes.
He's bad about kissing them laying around on the porch and on the street. Get them a bowl of moss or something, throw it down them in a hole.
Any time, doesn't matter. Yes. That would be tempting. But I don't know. I know anybody can get cranky. But, I don't know. It looks to me like now, from this distance, Miss Essie was just a little bit hard to please herself, Miss Chitty.
Jim Bois?
Yeah.
Yes, she wasn't. She wasn't too much for anybody but Esty.
Well, how did he happen to pick her out?
Well, she lost her husband back several years, and he never had been married.
Yeah.
Some of the kids had to stay with her, and they didn't like the idea. Wanted to move her off, move here and yonder, you know.
Yeah.
And she didn't want to leave the old home place.
Yeah.
So Jim up and married her.
Yeah.
She wasn't satisfied. Wasn't satisfied with
it. Yeah. How long did it last?
I think we lived together about maybe, I'd say 3 months.
Oh,
three months? Oh, it didn't last, did it?
That might have been longer than that.
Oh, gee whiz. Oh, gee whiz. Now, let me see. You told me where that home place was, and I forgot.
Nothing yet, Mother. No, I haven't. Well, do you know
where? It's good. It's really good.
Laura Pardee is. That's Cecil's brother. That's the old home place up across the road from Ike Nixon.
Oh. Now that's the section I don't know. We'll run by that sometime in the daylight. And then I'll know what we're talking about.
Ike Nixon, you see, is Sybil's brother.
Yeah.
And Miles Nixon is her oldest brother.
Yeah. Now, what, Miles doesn't live there, the home place?
Ike lives there. He bought it. All of them share it. The whole place belongs to Ike.
Where do you get the money?
Well, he made some working, and then borrowed some from his brother-in-law. Finally paid him back. He got it all in his hands.
But is he pretty well to do?
No, sir, he's pretty well in land. Pretty well
is that
in
right?
Land. Got all the... All the land, I don't know how many hundred acres. It's all good.
Well, you know, that's the trouble with me, Miss City. I could sell this place and make a right smart of money out of it. But if I did, I wouldn't have anywhere to live. So what good is it going to do me by selling?
So just make up your mind, stay settled, and we can do.
Just like Mr. Ike.
Yep.
But he has a good lot of land. Does Mr. Maxie have right smart land left?
Yes, he's got a bit. Him and two of his
sisters.
Yes, two of his sisters. Stop say where his sisters are. Nieces.
I've never seen them. Do you know his sisters?
Yes, one of them. She used to live down, way down south somewheres. I can't remember who she married. I think his last name was Morris. And he died, so she come back up there and stayed with her widowed sister that had been married to Mr. Bell from over that.
Oh, yes, Miss Bell.
Alice Bell.
Now, is she the one that owns the place there?
Well, she and her sister both owns some land there together.
Oh, they own it together?
I think, now, I don't know whether Lois does or not. I reckon though she does.
Yeah. Do you ever see them?
No, sir. We passed by their house the other evening when we was riding around, but I didn't see any of them.
Yeah. Did they go to church over to a place?
I don't know, sir. I don't go myself.
You don't go yourself?
Tell a story, is it?
No, he used to tell a story.
And Mr. Mixon used to say, "Now, don't you kids stand up there and tell me a toy. Don't you tell me a toy."
Mr. Ben.
Yes.
Well, now, that's Sybil's father.
Oh.
Well, when did you quit going to church?
I can't tell you when I was to church last time.
Well, you used to go all the time.
Pretty regular, not all the time.
Now, Willie goes, doesn't he?
Pretty much regular with him, but I know the rest of them go.
Huh?
The rest of them go, but me and Frankie, Frankie went to church last Sunday.
Frankie? Yeah.
Frankie went to church last Sunday.
Yeah.
No. Yeah, it's Sunday morning.
Yeah.
I have a hard time sitting still in church, Miss J.
Sunday before I went to church in the morning.
Yeah. I think Frankie likes to go to church. He gets to see people.
For here? Can this one? Try another.
Use your knife.
That might cut me.
You know what I always use? I use a spoon. I think it's silly to eat with a fork.
Yeah.
And you know the kids learned at school to eat with a fork?
Yeah.
They won't eat with spoons on.
That's right.
They won't do it, will they?
I got to have that spoon. I mean that fork.
See, the count stopped.
Well, she stopped a while.
A while.
Yeah,
that's
a while.
Yeah.
Maybe she. Mm-hmm. I spoke too soon.
You spoke too soon.
Yeah.
Hurry up and get it down.
You go take a look at it.
Now, you just take your time, Miss Jitty, because we just. You know how it is.
Yeah, don't
you
hurry
in one bit.
Oh.
I had to hurry that down, though.
And you don't have to eat all that meat. You just eat what you can.
That's what I said. I have to hurry it down.
You know what? You let me forget again your medicine.
Oh, your medicine. What? Oh, you didn't bring it with you?
I'm the brown tonic.
You don't take the green medicine anymore?
I take it in the mornings to kind of ingest my stomach won't turn.
I see. She's had such a hard time eating.
To get things down?
Yeah, she just hasn't had much of an appetite. And she's been taking this green medicine like we have at Conotel. Settle her stomach. But now we're real proud of her because she's doing real good.
You haven't been hungry? No. Just haven't been hungry. No, I don't get very hungry either. Not like I would like to.
No, you're just such gentle. Let me cut you
right through the middle.
Half and two.
That's right.
Yes, half and two.
That's just right.
As the Kennedy dish and always half.
I wish we could have gone to a, you know, we never eat boiled peanuts, Mother.
It's like it'd be hard on your stomach.
Miss Judy says she can eat boiled peanuts and eat till she nearly is full and then can eat some more.
Oh, sure enough. Your digestion, it wouldn't hurt. You can't do it now, can you?
No, I can't. There'd be too much salt.
I
could boil some.
You could just boil some and not have salt on them. And put your... I don't know why you couldn't boil some and put your own salt in some, a few that way. Look like it wouldn't take too much of your kind of salt. It's so strong. What you have to give for that little bottle of salt there? Is it Mark? I just thought maybe you might know.
You tell me.
Mm-hmm.
89 of them.
89 cents for that little bottle of salt.
So I would feed a dollar on something for the first bottle.
It was.
But she found out she could get some grocery places. She got fresh, she has second one.
And get a little cheaper.
She got the drugstore.
Well, a certain kind of drugstore.
Ms. Myers, I just can't comb these here. And my piece of hamburger. But everything was good. But just too much supper.
A pretty big piece of steak. It really was. Could I give you a little ice cream? I've got some orange sherbet. Would you like a little of that?
No, mine, thanks.
I'd be happy. The only kind of ice cream I have is chocolate, and you're not too fond of that.
No, I don't get too much chocolate.
You don't like chocolate? Yeah, it's too bad. You can't eat a piece of this good birthday pancake. Oh, it's so good. She makes such good ones. This person does. She's extra good.
Your car still in the hospital?
My car got out of the hospital, and then today I tried to start it and couldn't start it. And I'm so put out. I don't know what to do with it.
Here's my rest of my tools.
You do your cooking, does Frankie cook?
No, but I guess he could cook if he had to, but...
But you don't have
Margaret
to as long as you are. While you was in the hospital, I didn't know whether he had to cook.
Oh, you see, my sister was there.
Oh, your sister was there. Mm-hmm.
And then Margaret.
There, close to you.
Yes.
Like you and Peggy, Mother.
I just wish I could get strength in my
In your hands.
And in my legs.
And your legs.
I stand up sore.
And then you just
get
back. Well, in your tonic, is you to take a tonic of some kind, you say?
That's why I have a brown I don't know what all's in it.
Uh-huh.
But I believe this quinine is the one thing, because whenever I take it for other months.
You do see it kind of head.
Quinine or dinner. And quinine, that's to kill me too one time.
I'm taking iron now, but they got it in a pill form.
Yes.
So I'll take
it. Now don't forget your bread, Miss Judy.
Yeah, your bread, and wrap it up now with your salt there.
Mother, you want me to bring you, what you, is your that little thing finished?
On the bed.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Now, you just ate one piece of bread, or did you eat a whole bread?
I eat a piece and a half.
About a piece and a half? Well, that's not too bad. No. Now, here's what I was doing. I finished it while y'all was in here. A little puff. You can use it for anything you want to. You can use it to brush off yourself with, or you can use it in the dishwasher to scrape up your dishes. Use it anywhere you want to. Are you using your bath or I mean
dirty up?
Well, I'll tell you, Miss Kitty, it's the best thing to scrub with I ever had.
You don't scrub much, but you just kind of won't scratch anything, and you of course can't get anything that's stuck, but anything that's kind of, you know, soft in a way, just wash them.
Nice.
She uses them for this, she uses them all the time. I left her about 20 when I was in the spring, and she says she didn't have a one. I asked her if she didn't have one, she said no, so I made this one this afternoon. I had brought some material with me to do it with.
Well,
and so I was finishing it up when we went after you.
That's nice.
And that's for you.
Yeah.
Oh,
yes.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
And you can
do what you want to with it. You can use it for a brusher, or you can use it for a scraper in your dishwasher,
right,
or anything.
But it's really too pretty.
That's
why
I had a niece, I gave some to her, and she just thought it was so pretty, she pinned it up on her curtain and kept it there.
My granddaughter is going to say, Grandma, what? Wash dishes with this? Get in this pan? Mama.
Well, Faye uses them for everything. She even washes her car inside of her on the seats and things. Mm. She says it kind of scrubs up there. It's so easy to wash with in there. I don't know that. The only way that we use them at home is I use them in the bathroom and use them in the. I use them in the kitchen. I do use them sometimes for brushing off things of you.
Then I help you with the dishes?
No, I'm going out in just 1 second. I think Johnny needs just a little help getting that cow.
That cow has got a sore foot.
No,
she's not. Is she worse?
No, it's not her.
Oh, another one?
It's the cow, the one that's yelling.
Oh. You think you can feed her or something or what?
I'm just going to put her in the back pasture.
Put her in the back so she won't be so close to the house.
Well,
I can wash the dishes finished while you got.
They're all right. There's nothing to do. You all just talk a little bit.
Well,
and
you won't go to the bathroom if you
no.
do. Well.
Oh.
And before I went to the hospital, my kidneys was in bad shape. My my bowels didn't work too good.
You just weren't in good shape then at all.
And my heart, doctor said I had heart trouble. So
that's why you're on the, no salt for that. That's
my feet and legs would swell right around my knees.
Would swell?
That stumped the leg. I couldn't hardly get a shoe on to go to the horse hospital that night. To the hospital.
You know what Miss Chitty does just about beginning now?
Huh?
She pushes back from the table and deals her cards.
Oh, she
we told Mother about your cards.
It out.
You have a game that you have.
You got a little alcohol thing?
Yeah.
It's a number.
Let me get for you.
No,
it's a number of 300 cards. One from 100.
One from 100.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for my pretty thing.
Well, how do you do? You have them numbered 1, 2, 3, 4, and
right
like
on
that.
Up to 100. And
to
there's
100.
Three.
You have
bunches.
Three bunches of them.
300 cards.
300 cards in each bunch.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
They go 1 to 100, 1 to 100, 1 to 100. That makes 300.
You make three bunches, uh-huh. Three
yep.
Bunches, and you got 300
and
cards in all.
Rolling around, scramble them up, and check them and put them in a in piles, no balance.
Yeah. So many in a pile? Would you put so many in
well,
a pile?
Well, I make my pile. Some of them I have 3 or 4 piles, and then I take them off.
It's on, I imagine, is it how many you can play?
Yes. And, well, when my sister was there, we
just you two would play.
And Margaret, she'd come to the
oh,
house, too. Huh. She lives on that trailer, you know.
Uh-huh.
And she'd come down. By maybe me and Rosalie would be done playing.
Uh-huh.
100. Uh-huh. 100. Played one game.
Yeah, one
started
game.
On another one.
Mm-hmm.
And we said, well, how long before you be here, Mark? I'll be down here directly.
Yeah.
And we count out so many for her.
Yeah.
And we'll go back again. And maybe she just be coming up the front doorsteps when we was playing the last. Our last ones we had counted out.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we'd either have to wait till
you
just she got them
and
put hers out.
Yeah.
Then we'd get a new hand, as we call it.
Well, how many would you take?
Sometimes we play with 25, sometimes 30, 35, get as high as 50 sometimes.
You take a hand with that many cards?
Yes,
well.
Sometimes
well, then what would you do with them after you got a hand?
Well, we put them down on the table.
With the faces up?
Yes,
like
all
up,
the
one,
numbers
two,
up.
And you'd have how many hit first now, 25?
Yes, whatever we started out with.
So you'd start out, you'd put them all, turn them up. Uh-huh, then what
then
would you do?
And then we'd take well, say maybe in our 25, we'd get 3 halves, which would be 2, just like 2 ones or 2 twos or something
uh-huh,
like that.
Uh-huh. And yeah, that's right. We
put
just,
it up
have
there,
them.
You know.
Uh-huh.
And then we'd take and keep on playing, and when everyone had played around, maybe Margaret get hers down.
Uh-huh.
We'd wait for Margaret to call hers out. She'd have maybe 5 or 6 halves, which
mm-hmm.
would be 2 cards.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she'd go to call and we'd go to looking and
oh, yeah.
All down here. And if we had it, you'd, that made her a book. 3 makes a book.
You
it's
mean?
3 ones or 3 twos.
Oh,
something.
Oh, yes.
Makes
oh, yeah,
the book.
She'd say, well, now, she'd have that many twos. Oh, now, she'd want some more twos, wouldn't she?
If she had 2 twos up there.
Yeah, she had 2 twos.
Who's got a 2? And maybe I'd look. Aunt Rose would have. And so you got one down there, Rosalie. And she
And she'd get it then.
And then
she'd make a book. Could she call again then?
As long as she had a hay for books, she could keep calling.
She could keep on calling.
Till she
got.
But if we didn't have them, then I'd come next.
You're the one next, uh-huh.
Whatever my numbers were up here, I'd call a number to match that one. Maybe she'd have. Maybe Aunt Rosalie'd have.
Uh-huh, like it would be a four or something like that.
Right on, 25, 30. Sometimes 75 or something like that.
Oh, yeah. So into what you've got in here. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, well, no, yes.
Say,
so that's right.
She said, no, I ain't. And keep up. Yes, I have. Her eyes is bad, too.
And if you get three.
Uh-huh. I'd have a book.
Well,
I didn't
have
turn
a book
mine
and
down.
One that gets the most books wins. Is that the way?
Yes, and sometimes she'd get maybe three more than I would, or maybe I'd get more than her and Margaret together.
Uh-huh.
I said, ain't much use me playing, Mom.
You play, would you have partners? Like you say partners, like you and I'd be partners, somebody.
Just keep calling. After Margaret.
But you can't play by yourself, though, can you? No. You have to have somebody.
Time would come. She has paper. She'll put it down. If Margaret said to start out, she'll put M for Margaret.
Yeah.
A for me.
Mm-hmm.
And R for her.
Mm-hmm.
And keep on that way till then next time I'd start. She'd mark it an A and an R and an M. Right on around that way till everyone got the...
Got to say first, got to play first.
Everyone.
And then
Margaret come first, and I come next, and mostly every time it was a new.
Uh-huh. Then when you were through with that time, she got through with all she had here. Then would you all put on more, draw some more? You'd have some more cards out here somewhere?
Yes, because there was a pile.
And how many then would you draw that
about
time?
Same.
25 again?
Yes, on that.
Well,
way,
that
some.
Makes not a very long game, though.
Makes it run a little longer than if we'd taken 30 or 35 or something.
Uh-huh. Well, I was thinking maybe just 10 or something like that. That would
start out with the kids, you know. I've run from every one of my grandchildren the numbers for them cards.
You have? Just the numbers on that one?
They get out and get playing, you know.
Mm-hmm. And you just made them by yourself by making big ones and twos and things on a piece of pasteboard?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to have to make me some more new ones too, because they are.
About to wear them out? Or get the colors, I mean the.
Yes. See, I make them about. Yeah.
You'd make them about.
About that square.
Oh, like this, kind of like that?
Yes, but it'd be smaller squares.
Smaller squares.
Yes.
Wouldn't be like this.
Mm-hmm. See, like here.
Uh-huh. Just make a small square.
I'm going to have to make me some more, too.
Uh-huh.
They're getting old and rugged.
Yeah. Alcohol, he must have hurt his hand or something. I bet he did.
Mama went in here when you were telling about those trunks, Miss Kitty.
Ma'am.
How many trunks did you say you had?
Well, there's three in Frankie's room and one in my room.
Four. I remember trunks with old time. I mean, what kind of trunks?
Well, I think they're all
10 trunks.
10 trunks.
Yes.
Around the thing. All pretty near 10. They got a good bit of 10 in them. Frank says he knows the rats have just about cut up that big trunk up in the corner.
Oh, they are so mean.
I says, Frankie, I don't think the rats bothered them trunks. as Heather showed, we did gutting and rent my father's picture and Margaret's picture when she was small. Big oblong pictures, you know.
Yeah.
I got one of Margaret, Betty Ann's pictures. It was made when Jim had his made and gave to. Who gave it to him? I think Martin's got it. I'm not sure, but I think Martin's got it.
I like to see it.
It's up at Martin's house. Jim's is.
Yeah.
Well, the old tin truck, if they've got much tin about them, well, rats can't get in there. They just won't get in. I've got one that's tin, old tin truck. And he kept those old things in it along all the time. Never bothered.
I didn't think they'd bother there. He just hears them going and cutting around, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, there may be enough wood around in it, I guess.
Mm. But I can't get to it. It's in the corner of his room. It's big.
Well, it's a big one.
Yes. And then there's another one between that trunk and this little cabinet I was telling you about him making. Right. It's about that high.
Well, now that's the kind you can
handle. That's
kind. Yes.
Santa Claus brought me that trunk 1900.
Oh, in 1900.
Mm. Oh.
And it's still in good shape.
And I've got one that was my stepmother's trunk. It's partly wood and tin worked together, you know.
Yeah.
It's flat top. It's about that high, I reckon. But there's old big trunks just like that. That was Uncle Martin's. He gave me that right after we moved up there. And then I've got his trunk that was his own individual trunk.
Uncle Martin's?
It's in my room. And I got boxes backed on top of it.
Yeah. Well, I want to trade you out of Uncle Martin's trunk.
No, no. Neither one of them. Nor the little one either. I told Frankie he could claim that one. You can claim it.
Yeah.
And I says, but you can't take it out nowhere.
What you got in them? Something real valuable?
Well, in this big trunk, I've got clothes and my father's and my daughter's picture when they were made, but I haven't got no frames for them yet. And I may have other pictures, but I don't know. I can't remember nothing here since I was.
Well, you get in there and see. I'd love to see that picture of your daddy.
And I've got a picture of Betty Ann, keeping it there for Margaret. She's got nowhere else up there where she lives. That trailer is, both of the trailers is packed and jammed. And
oh, they are.
And then she's got things over there in the old house that she wants to get out. She don't want to throw them away. She want to give them away. Unless it was to me. She wants me to have the kitchen cabinet and her safe where she puts her glasses and her dishes, china ware and all the china safe she calls. And then they've got a cabinet that Martin gave them.
Oh.
And they don't want to get shut of that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, is that in the house or the?
In the old house.
Yes. Yeah.
It's not quite as high as this. No, it may be as high as this table. But I don't think it has a drawer. It just has the doors where you can open them, put things back in them. It's a nice cabinet.
Yeah.
And her trunk, they've got a big trunk in there. Big flat top trunk.
Yeah.
That trunk that I said about that high, it's a round in top.
Yeah.
And my trunk is round in top. But that of my stepmother's, it's flat. And one of Uncle Martin's trunk, it's not too round, but it's still, it's a round top.
Uh-huh.
And when the house burned, my father's trunk burned up in his tin trunk, and it was round.
Mm.
And had another trunk, two, three, triple trunks that burned up. Didn't have nothing particularly valuable in.
Oh, that's
only
right. That's right.
Papa's had some these pictures of the Statue of Liberty.
Mm-hmm.
We had two of them in frames, and I think we had we had one in the frame, and two with no frames. When the house burned, let me see, there was both of my grandfather's pictures burnt.
Oh, my.
And a big picture of Uncle Martin.
Huh.
And picture of my oldest brother. It was done in oil work. And then one of Frank, one of Jim.
Goodness.
And a twin-like picture, two in one of these big long oblong frames, you know, sisters of, they were sisters, but they were, oh, let's see, half far down, my half going to go to find that half. Why can't you ever find some of Frank's cousins?
Uh-huh.
I don't know where the first, second, third, fourth, fifth, as Uncle Martin says, fourth or fifth of what. So there were 10 to him, their picture. Then we had all of these big wall art pictures, you know, several of them burned.
That was it, lost.
Yes, and we had them all down, but just didn't have sense enough to get on out of the house with them. Frank said he remembered taking all them pictures down.
And
laid them down on a chair, I think, with big arms, you know, and he'd lay the pictures on our own table in there. Oh, which was. Had two, three tables and a big, nice desk, and we had a big arm chair. And we had we used to call it a low seat.
Uh-huh. Low seat.
Yeah.
Settee, you know. And we had a rocking chair that went with that set.
Mm.
We had two plane chairs that went with that set.
Oh, yes.
And it was all spring cushion bottoms, you know.
Was that of a Martin's?
All that was his, but of course he turned it all over to me as his sister-in-law and her daughter come back to get something. He says, "Maggie, I'm going to tell you right now. Say, you and Liz have done got all you're going to get."
Yeah.
He says, "It's household stuff, the furniture." He says, "That's going to stay here." He says, "Mine, I bought it, paid for it, and I'm going to see Dad Pearl has it."
Oh, she was the one, her sister, his sister.
His sister-in-law. His wife's sister.
Yes. Who took,
just
took all the bedding.
Stripped all the beds of sheets and pillowcases, blankets, quilts, and some of the prettiest old fashioned.
Don't tell me, Nitsy. Quilt.
Well, the quilts is pretty old fashioned too, but counterpane.
Counterpane.
Cover,
old fashioned counterpane.
Yeah.
Someone with fringe on about that, where it was tied in knots, you know.
And there's no telling where that got to, is there?
Well, mostly they ain't no telling where it went. They say got Jacksonville with it. That's what they were called, the woman. And Miss Maggs says she going to Jacksonville. Well, Miss Bag, where are you going? I'm going to Jacksonville. So, I guess they carried all that good work up there.
Well, now, she didn't... I thought she went to Micanopy. That's wrong. She moved from there to Jacksonville.
No, she moved from Flemington.
Yes.
To Jacksonville.
Oh.
That was Uncle Martin's sister-in-law and
yes.
Her daughter.
Yes.
And her son-in-law.
Well, where did they go from Uncle Martin's house? Flemington?
Between the store at Flemington.
Yes.
And that block house on
yes.
the right hand.
Yes. That's
on the left-hand side
yes.
going.
That's right.
But
that
was an old house they moved in.
Yes.
An old two-story building.
Yes.
Still right, Susan. She says, my God, Susan, she says, I never want to own a two-story building. Why, Miss Mag? She says, there's too much dirt, dust, dirt daubers and all to clean out. She says, well,
wow.
It's yours when it you first get it, and you know it's good and clean. Keep it clean, Miss Mag.
Susan told her that.
That's no colored woman.
Keep it clean. Yes.
Said, now, Miss Mag says you had a brand new house in that two-story building. Just watch your windows. Keep them clean. Watch them don't get broke. And the dirt office ain't gonna get in there, say, wash the downstairs part, keep it clean. Then you always have clean two-story.
Clean two-story house. You won't get upstairs if you keep the first door. Yeah, I hadn't thought of that.
You know, it's remarkable where dirt office can get.
It is. How many can get in before you can get the first one underway?
You know, there may be a dirt dauber right there in them trunks in your room.
Yes, I don't think there's any in unless there is a hole got in it.
Yes. There's just no way of telling. I never saw anything like it. Let me see, what was it? In the baler. The baling twine in the baler stopped working on one side. And I pulled it and it wouldn't pull. And I lifted up the lid to the twine and there was a dirt dauber's nest holding the twine. How'd you ever hear that?
They ain't no telling where they'll get. But they can do a lot of damage, too.
I think you better get into those trunks and get those pictures out. Now, the clothes and things, that's another matter. But those pictures...
There ain't but two of them in the trunk. The other one's on top of a box on top of another trunk. That's Betty Ann's.
Well, Betty Ann's here, of course.
Mm-hmm.
If it's a young picture, it's different.
Margaret's is the little picture. is